Europe's message scanning law puts encryption on the line. The EU Parliament voted to approve Chat Control 1.0, legislation requiring communication service providers, messaging apps, email platforms, and cloud services to automatically scan user messages for child sexual abuse material. The stated goal is child protection, but cryptographers and civil liberties advocates have warned for years that the technical mechanism required to perform that scanning is mathematically incompatible with end-to-end encryption. End-to-end encryption guarantees that only the sender and recipient hold the decryption keys. Introducing client-side scanning, a mechanism that reads message content before it reaches the recipient, creates a surveillance capability that, critics argue, can be repurposed over time regardless of the original intent. MEP Patrick Breyer, one of the legislation's most prominent opponents, framed the outcome as children losing out, contending that weakened encryption creates exploitable vulnerabilities that ultimately endanger the people the law claims to protect. The practical market consequences are significant. Signal, the encrypted messaging service, has previously stated it would exit a market rather than compromise its encryption architecture. A Signal withdrawal from Europe would affect millions of journalists, lawyers, medical professionals, activists, and ordinary users who depend on the platform for legitimate confidential communication. Apple faced comparable pressure in 2021 when it briefly proposed a client-side scanning system and ultimately abandoned it following intense criticism from security researchers. The EU is now mandating what Apple voluntarily retreated from. Legal challenges are widely anticipated. Commenters in the Hacker News thread, which drew nearly 700 responses, noted that the legislation may face review under the EU's own Charter of Fundamental Rights, specifically Article 7 on private life and Article 11 on freedom of expression. European courts have previously struck down sweeping data collection frameworks, including Safe Harbor and Privacy Shield, establishing precedent for judicial override of Parliament-approved surveillance architecture. The vote also arrived alongside a separate EU Commission finding that Instagram and Facebook's addictive design features violate the Digital Services Act, a distinct action, but one that fits a pattern of aggressive European regulatory intervention in digital platforms. For American technology companies, the cumulative compliance burden of GDPR, the DSA, the DMA, and now chat control is creating pressure to maintain divergent product architectures for European users, a costly and complex undertaking that smaller communication tool developers may simply be unable to sustain.